Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're taking your questions and your comments and your calls, of course, at 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-362-3254. And many of you have asked why President Trump looks so good. Some of you are happy for him. Some of you aren't. Why he looks so good and he is able to run around and campaign as often as he's doing and, you know, not sounding too hoarse and not coughing and not looking short of breath and not looking tired like we've expected to be the normal course of a COVID illness. And then some of you are asking if he even had COVID or if that was a plot or a ploy, right, for something in the future to come. And so I thought we might as well talk about that, okay? So, you know, he came to Vegas. I had gotten an alert that he had come to Vegas, was it Saturday night? Late night. You know, and I was getting ready for bed. I'm like, wow, President Trump is here. Huh, I wonder why. And then it turned out he went to church, the International Church in Las Vegas. I've been to this church. It's a beautiful church. And apparently he showed up to church on Sunday. Oh, people lost their mind. They loved it. He donated money, you know, when they passed around the bucket and things like that. And he wasn't wearing a mask. So, you know, people, of course, you know, people kind of criticizing that or whatever. But, you know, to kind of be able to, you know, sit and pray with the president, some people thought that was pretty, pretty cool. Again, people are asking, how is he doing so well? And so I didn't watch all of his speeches. It's kind of hard to do that because you're kind of busy. And, you know, they all kind of eventually sound the same. There's little nuances in each of them. But I saw the one in Michigan. I saw the one in, I believe, Florida. And then he had one in Carson City. And, you know, as a physician, looking at somebody who just had COVID a few weeks back, was hospitalized for it, he looks damn good. He looks, I'm amazed. Color looks good, weight looks good, energy. He's doing his dance. He's wiggling his tushy. So he seems happy. He doesn't seem manic. He doesn't seem, so how is a 74-year-old male who's overweight doing so well post-COVID? When we hear that the average COVID case is minimal, but the average COVID case that requires hospitalization, people feel symptoms for weeks, if not months later. Well, there's a few explanations for this, okay? One is maybe he's not telling us. I mean, maybe he is tired. Maybe what he does is he travels from Vegas to Carson City. Well, it's only about a 45-minute flight, so it's not like he can really sleep that much. But maybe as he's traveling, right, he really doesn't have any other duties, so he gets to just kind of be in his little palace on Air Force One, and he gets to just sleep and rest and do nothing. Then he just has to come out and do an hour work, and then he gets to go back and go to bed. Could be that. But I tell you, his voice sounds good. His voice sounds really good. That's kind of hard to hide. It could also be that we haven't heard if he's had any issues with his hearing or his loss of taste or smell. According to Dr. Conley, he said no, he's not having any symptoms. And I know people are like, what? What? Could also be that before, I got this from the wildfire smoke. I'm still kind of clearing my throat from the wildfire smoke. Which, that, because don't be surprised if you see him hoarse coming into California. That's what everybody's going to say. Oh, it's COVID, it's COVID. Just California, still the air quality's rough. So the other thing, the other issue, or the theory, might be he was hit so hard, so strong with medications like the Regeneron, the polyclonal antibodies, the steroids, such that the immune system didn't have a chance to start gunking up the lungs or causing, you know, inflammation of the throat and voice loss and sore throat and all that. And it could be that Regeneron is a miracle drug. I don't like that. I don't, you know, when we talk about Regeneron, You know, and this being a miracle drug, I mean, I got to admit, I was impressed. When you heard that the president was going to the hospital, and he walked, and he looked like he was, you know, but for President Trump, as stubborn as he is, to be able to go and become hospitalized with everything, you know, almost making it look like, you know, he was wrong about COVID, I just didn't see that happening unless he was pretty, pretty sick. And then all of a sudden he takes us to Regeneron, he's out of a hospital a few days, and he's looking as good as he is. So, yeah, I'm going to think Regeneron is a miracle drug. But, you know, you always have to be skeptical. There always might be something else. And, again, with politics, if I'm following my own advice, there's something else going on. Politics never gives you the full story. It's never that apparent. Chris Christie, nobody heard what the hell was going on with him. It seemed like nobody cared. I kept looking up. I'm like, did anybody know what's going on with Chris Christie? He was in the ICU for a week. So same event, possibly, where they possibly got the COVID. Chris Christie's in the hospital in the ICU for a week. President Trump is doing well. So it's no surprise that the theory comes out saying, did he not have COVID? Is the reason why the tests aren't being that transparent is did he not have COVID? Now, I'm not accusing him of this, okay? This is a theory. I'm not accusing him of this. But I got to tell you, if a president wanted to calm people down about the hysteria about the lethality of COVID, one way to do that is show that you got it and then show that your course of it wasn't that bad. Now, if somebody put a gun to my head and said, what do I really believe? I really believe he tested positive, and I believe Barron did and Melania did. I don't think Barron had it for 3 seconds, like you said. I'm sure Barron probably felt a little bad for a day or two. I don't think the 3 seconds they haven't, but he's being facetious. But I think he got it. But boy, he looks damn good. And, you know, mind you, my experience with COVID are people telling me, look, I'm still tired. I'm still not over it. I'm still not feeling well. But then again, also interestingly, too, President Trump is running for president. I mean, that's kind of pretty exciting. And he's got a second term he could taste a second term. So while some people might be, yeah, you know, I feel tired. I really don't want to go back to work. I'm just not feeling it. He's got nothing to lose. He is feeling it. His work is what he loves. He gets to be out there and have people go, oh, we love you, and say he's good looking and say he's got cool dance moves. So there is a chance that he really had a course that was milder than we thought he underwent. He was able to respond so well because the medicine set him hard and early. And he has, it's mind over matter. He really wants to work and he really wants to win. So he's not going to cough. He's not going to be tired. And if he is, he's going to hide it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so looking at some health news, this is kind of interesting. People want to know if COVID-19 is causing diabetes. Now, remember I told you that some people get diabetes because a virus can attack their pancreas. And the pancreas makes insulin. Insulin is the hormone. It's kind of like the key to the door to get sugar from the hallway into the door or the bloodstream into the cell. And we find that even though many people are diabetic because of genetics, you have some people that just there's no rhyme or reason why they have diabetes. So we think it might be a virus. Well, Reuters talks about this case. Mario Buelna, a 28-year-old father, had caught a fever and started having trouble breathing in June. He soon tested positive for COVID-19. Weeks later, he felt weak and started vomiting. At 3 a.m., he passed out on the floor of his home in Mesa, Arizona. Paramedics rushed him to the hospital. He was put into the intensive care. He was going into a diabetic coma, but he had no history of diabetes. So the doctors told him it looks like COVID triggered it. Now, they say his ordeal and similar cases reflect the new worry about diabetes and COVID-19. So doctors are now kind of looking at, is the virus affecting the pancreas or triggering the onset of diabetes? Now, it's been well documented that those with diabetes face obviously higher risks or death if they contract COVID-19. In fact, 40% of people who died with COVID-19 had diabetes. This was numbers coming from July. But now they wonder if maybe it's like which came first, the chicken or the egg. They said COVID could be causing diabetes from scratch. That's according to Dr. Francisco Rubino, a diabetes researcher and chair for metabolic and bariatric surgery. Rubino is leading an international team that is collecting patient cases globally to unravel what's going on here. And from what we understand, 300 doctors are, like, sharing cases. And it's one of those things where, you know, remember that doctor in China, unfortunately, his life was in jeopardy and he ends up dying of COVID because he, on a doctor information sharing site, they tried to kind of swap, you know, information on, look, guys, you know, this is what's going on. You know, this is what I'm seeing in the ER. What are you guys seeing? I mean, you know, doctors have to talk. I mean, we don't know everything there is to know about medicine, and sometimes new things happen. So now they're trying to invite other people to discuss what's going on. You know, it's interesting. It's over the phone, but when I take care of patients with telemedicine and I suspect they have COVID, you know, I've been asking, are you dizzy? You know, many of them are dizzy. And the dizziness could come with flu, it could come with a cold, it could come with, you know, but a couple of them I said, you need to check your blood sugar. Because I just wonder if maybe it is causing, you know, an issue with the blood sugar. Now, type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is when your immune system destroys insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. Type 1 diabetes is where your pancreas doesn't produce insulin and we have to give it to you. We have to give you insulin. Type 2 diabetics, you've had a means to make insulin, but maybe you're not making as much of it anymore or you're having insulin resistance, something kind of pushing against the door, shall we say, or fat. So type 1 diabetes could then happen by this virus. If your immune system is attacking the virus, it just ends up attacking the beta islet cells in the pancreas that make insulin. Type 2 diabetes could be happening because maybe it's decreasing the amount of insulin you're making or interfering with how sensitive insulin can be. Now, we have seen type 1 diabetes associated with other viral infections, including influenza and coronaviruses. Now, remember, coronavirus is a huge family. When we say family, we aren't talking about, like, in-laws. We're talking about, like, taxonomy family. So humans are in the family primates. That's how big a family is. We are in the same family as, you know, apes and chimpanzees and anybody else in the primate family. So other coronaviruses in that family can unfortunately have been linked to diabetes. So why not this coronavirus? It could be. But the difference is this one case with this gentleman from Mesa, he really wasn't diabetic. We don't even think he was predisposed. So if we're talking that somebody could, you know, it's one thing where you have tons of family members, like in my family, everybody gets diabetes. I don't have it yet, but I'm just, you know, God forbid, I hope I don't. But somebody who doesn't even have a potential to get diabetes and is slim, etc., getting diabetes, that's scary. He looks like he's in good shape. So with type 1 diabetes, what would your symptoms be? Thirst, fatigue? You'd be urinating a lot. You'd be losing weight. People go, wait a second, I thought in diabetes you're overweight. Not with type 1. Or when you start getting diabetes, weight loss is big in diabetes because remember, you're not being fed. The sugar is staying in the bloodstream. It's not going into the cell. So you end up, when the sugar stays in the bloodstream, your body, you know, the blood goes through the kidneys. The kidneys are like, I don't need all the sugar, tries to dump it out. So you try to pee more, and then you get thirsty because the body's like, wait a second, okay? I got to pee a lot more. I got to get rid of the sugar. Let's dilute it. Drink. Now, unfortunately, some people might drink lemonade. That doesn't help. But people get more thirsty. They have to pee a lot. They weight loss. There was a 12-year-old kid, Atticus, was thin, slept a lot. Mom and dad thought it was because the kid was trapped at home or a growth spurt. They took him to an urgent care in Gardnerville, Nevada, and they found that his blood sugar levels were so high and his ketones were so high, he was going into diabetic ketoacidosis. He almost slipped into a coma. He ended up in Reno because it's about 50 miles away from Gardnerville. And again, how did he get diabetes? Well, they think dad and mom had COVID. Couple went to urgent care. They didn't get tested because there were stricter testing criteria. We didn't have enough tests. He was negative for active coronavirus, but he was never tested for antibodies to see if he might have been exposed weeks earlier. Plus, sometimes the antibody tests don't show up. So something to kind of think about, where if you're pre-diabetic, you know, or if you start having any diabetes symptoms where you just don't seem right, you have got to get yourself checked and make sure they check diabetes. And this is going to be something I'm going to write about and try to kind of, you know, make people aware. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So cold water swimming might help prevent dementia by stimulating a latent hibernation protein. This is very interesting. It's called the cold shock protein. Not that I would ever advise anybody to do this, but they found RBM3, a protein, first identified in mice after they were cooled down. They found it to trigger the removal and then the regrowth of certain synapses in the brain. Scientists wanted to see whether humans could also make the same protein. So they tested on Lido swimmers. I guess those are the ones that found that, I guess, swim in the cold. So the compound is produced by hibernating mammals, and it triggers the destruction of and regrowth of synapses, and they get permanently lost in dementia. The loss sparks a cognitive decline in cognitive function, and then, unfortunately, you start to kind of, you know, forget things. You forget your keys. You forget to dress. You know, and then, unfortunately, you just start to kind of go back. Kind of as you progressed, when you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you start to go back as a kid to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, unfortunately. And scientists say that renewing these proteins are good because it repairs vital connections of the brain, staves off the debilitating condition longer. So when hibernating animals like hedgehogs, bears, squirrels go to bed in the winter, the protein sparks the removal of 20 to 30% of the synapses. But by the spring, it activates the regrowth of these. So in mice, the protein could help delay the onset of degenerative brain diseases. So scientists at Cambridge found the link, and I'm not saying you have to jump into a cold pool. We don't want to do that. But they think that maybe making humans hypothermic to see if it would produce the cold shock protein could be then, you know, evaluated. The problem is that's kind of ethically not, you know, sound. People don't want that. So Lido swimmer Martin Pate contacted them to say they regularly get hypothermic and they could be good subjects for the study. So those swimmers were tested for the protein during the winters of 2016, 17, and 18, along with members of the Tai Chi club who practiced in the pool, and they found elevated levels of this cold shock protein. So again, do not do cold water immersion because, unfortunately, the temperatures could affect the heart, it could affect the kidneys. Nobody's recommending that. But if there's a way they could produce it and then inject it into us, that could be pretty damn cool. We just don't want you hibernating and then coming back out. It's tricky, but interesting study nonetheless. 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Not a Russian disinformation campaign. That's what the Director of National Intelligence is saying about Hunter Biden's laptop. DNI John Ratcliffe tells Fox News that despite the insistence of Democrats, there's no evidence that points to Russia in this case.
The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign.
Global coronavirus cases now number more than 40 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The milestone coming as both the United States and Europe are struggling to contain a second wave of new infections. Many areas in Europe have reintroduced restrictions on public life as they scramble to battle the virus's spread. Cases in the U.S. now number more than 8 million, with more than half of states reporting increases in daily new case counts. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court announced Monday that it would hear two cases involving the Trump administration's immigration policies. The first, an appeal of a lower court decision that keeps non-Mexican asylum seekers in Mexico while their case is being decided. The second, over the administration's use of military funds being transferred to pay for the construction of a border wall. The administration is appealing a lower court's ruling blocking the transfer of funds in that case. Canada is extending its restrictions on non-essential travel to and from the United States for another month. Canada's Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, Bill Blair, announced the extension in a Monday morning tweet. He said the restrictions on non-essential travel would be extended until November 21st. Trade and cross-border workers would continue to be allowed to cross the border, but travel for things like day trips and vacations remains restricted. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said last week the restrictions would remain in place until the pandemic starts to ease in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few weeks ago, I told you guys what I would do if I was a strategist for the Democratic Party. And I would not say that there was a 12-point lead. And I would not be telling Trump supporters that Biden has it and it's in the bag. Because that's why the GOP moved forward at lightning speed, getting Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, her replacement, Amy Coney Barrett, on the Supreme Court, going through the confirmation hearings. That's why they are acting like the last, you know, if they're really behind in the polls and they're really not going to be there in January, then they only have weeks left to do what they want. And when you make somebody think they're a lame duck, they got nothing to lose. So when I heard that the Democrats were claiming that Joe Biden was ahead by 12 points, and then I think the latest national polls say 11 points, I'm like, look, guys, if I wouldn't lie if I was a Democratic strategist, but I would be, you know, maybe we don't want to let those make headlines. Because if the Democrats that support Biden or hate Trump, I think there's more Democrats that hate Trump than support Biden. If the Democrats that dislike Trump are thinking, oh, okay, we're good, then we really don't have to stand in line. We don't have to really fill out the ballot or figure out where to put the ballot or read through the whole thing. He's good. And so I was worried about the complacency, and they do this all the time. It could have been why Hillary Clinton might not have won. Because, again, they were saying that she was crushing Trump in the polls. All the media outlets are like, oh, they're crushing. And then you know, he wins. So the campaign, for Biden's campaign manager to say, look, guys, her name is Jen O'Malley Dillon, says Donald Trump can still win this. I think the Democrats and Republicans alike need to rethink their strategies. You know, if you tell one side that there's no way they're going to win, and I know what they're doing. All right. They're using the old adage of people want to be on the winning side. You see, they were thinking that, you know, you want to root for a winning team. So like the Patriots. One of the reasons why the Patriots got so popular is because they're the Patriots. It's kind of easy to root for a team that keeps winning. Well, now the Patriots kind of stink. Okay? All right? That happens. Yet with me, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I will support Dallas whether they stink or not. Raiders are coming to, you know, Raiders are here in Vegas. I think next Sunday night is going to be Raiders against, is it the Packers? No. The Raiders against the Bucks, I think. So Raiders are coming. Raiders might not be the best team, but I'm going to support them no matter what. So when you're loyal, you're loyal. But you have this old, I don't know where it came from, where, well, people want to be on the winning side, so they're just going to then, you know, pick the winner, or they're going to be, I don't know. What they have to kind of realize is when you have a supercharged election like this one, you need the we need to get off our butts sort of message. Saying Joe Biden's ahead by 11 or 12 points doesn't get the average Democrat off their butt. Because then the next goal is, okay, well, let's make it a landslide. No. See, you need fear to bring people to the polls. You need that little bit of fear. So here we had hours upon hours and hours of people at lines in my neck of the woods. And people were asking me, do you think they're Republicans? Do you think they're Democrats? Well, it's hard to say because on social media, I'm friends with Republicans and Democrats. And, you know, and even though many of the liberals were pro mail-in ballot, I think those that were diehard still didn't trust the mail-in ballots. Now that you had news that there might have been some Republicans possibly, you know, messing with some of the ballot boxes. Although, apparently, poll harvesting, when you have, like, seniors or whatever that can't go to the mailbox or whatever, having somebody deliver it for you, those things happen. But because they made the box look official, that was suspect. So now that, you know, and now that liberals and conservatives are hearing that it could be anybody making a fake ballot box, I think more people did go to the polls. So I don't think all the early voters were conservative. I think you had a lot of liberals also as well because, you know, I think everybody's now a little nervous about their poll not or their vote not getting counted. But I think we're going to start seeing the media kind of roll back a little bit on, yeah, Joe Biden's winning. Now, one of you had asked, what about the Hunter emails? How is that going to affect Joe Biden's candidacy? I don't think people who love Joe Biden or hate Trump care. The hatred people have for Trump is so high in that group that Joe Biden could have robbed a bank and then blame the bank. All right? And I talk about that. I tell my students that. I was like, oh, my God, I love you so much. If you robbed a bank, I blame the bank. I mean, I don't think people care, right? When somebody hates a president so much like people hate Trump, I don't think they're going to really care. They should, but I don't think they're really going to care that Hunter Biden made deals and Biden made money because how they look at it is Biden is taking one for the team. they look at this as war. Some of these people that really, really hate Trump. And they, you know, you think ethics and morals and things like that, but in both sides, you know, and you hear people on the other side going, you know what? Yeah, I don't care if somebody cheats, or I don't care if, because again, the campaign or the goal is more important than the means of getting there. So when people tell me they really don't care about the whole Hunter Biden thing, they don't see how it matters. That's because they're letting their hate for Donald Trump supersede what they think should be appropriate for a candidate. Same thing with the other side. You know, people are like, well, you know, I don't care if Donald Trump only paid $750, if that was, you know, because of capital gains and money reinvested. It doesn't care to me. Yet somebody who hates President Trump is like, I want him to pay more taxes than I do. So it's beauty to the eye of the beholder. You know, it all depends on, you know, how people feel about the candidate or not. So do we have enough independents out there where any of this changes? I don't know. I mean, at the town hall, there was an independent. You know, and you could hear the buzz. People like, well, who would be an independent now? Mind you, smart to say you're independent. If you think you're going to lose your job, you know, if you think you're going to get attacked after the election, I don't think it's a bad idea to say you're an independent, because we got some real strange people out there. We got people taking this election just a little too seriously. But I think what had happened with Joe Biden's campaign manager, and people say, no, she should be fired and she should whatever. I think she did exactly what she's supposed to do. Letting people not keep their guard down when the polls are inflated. And then again, why are they inflated? Why are they inflated? Is it because the average conservative is afraid to tell a stranger over the phone that they're pro-Trump, so they just hang up the phone? So the only people that answer the questions are the ones who are like, oh, yeah, I'm liberal, I'm good. Yeah, I'm for Biden. Is it because when they do poll, they poll an area that is more Democrat? So, I mean, if a poll is supposed to be done neutrally and is supposed to, you know, expand a wide range of people and be an accurate poll, why would it be inflated? And why would Biden's campaign manager say it's inflated? So my guess is they probably realize that he's in trouble and that they need to kind of re-message, right, the message, and give everybody the memo going, guys, I know you're reading the news that Biden's ahead and Biden's going to kick Trump's butt. Slow and steady wins the race. And unfortunately, the Democrats do this all the time where they're the hare. And they're running, and they get all the quan, and they get all the media and all that. And then here comes the tortoise, and the tortoise just kind of keeps doing what they're doing. I'm not comparing President Trump to tortoise, but, you know, just keeps doing what they're doing. And, you know, now, mind you, Trump's doing some bling, and he's, you know, and he's getting a little bit more entertaining, and now he's wiggling his tushy in front of people. But I find that very, very fascinating, and I think, you know, the campaign manager said exactly what we're all thinking. You just can't trust the polls. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in this next segment, let me give you kind of a rundown of a lot of the updates. We had just previously spoken about a diabetes link to COVID. Not so much a diabetes puts you at risk for COVID, but the opposite, where, well, it can, but they're finding a couple people. One was a Mesa gentleman, another was a Gardnerville teen. Gardnerville, Nevada teen who started, who possibly were exposed to COVID and then ended up becoming a type 1 diabetic. Some reason their insulin just stopped pancreas stopped making insulin. So now we have health experts kind of calling for doctors to see what they're seeing and to look at a possibility or link of COVID causing diabetes. We know the virus has been, we've seen coronavirus, we've seen other flu affect the pancreas and can cause diabetic fluctuations and changes in sugar absorption and insulin production. But they're thinking COVID-19 can attack the pancreas, or it can induce your immune system to attack the pancreas. So for any of you in the medical field, if you are noticing that some of your patients are having increased thirst, or you all, increased thirst, weight loss, dizziness, needing to go to the bathroom a lot, might need to also be looked at a possible diabetic link, okay? So that happened today. And we spoke a little bit more about it in the, I think it was the second segment. So if you guys go to iHeartRadio or GCN or TalkStream Live, you'll be able to listen to that podcast, or speaker or any of them that were podcasted on. Okay, now, another study came out saying women seem to take COVID more seriously than men, which is why men must hate that, right? Okay, I don't know if I take it more seriously than my husband. But they think the reason why women might be less effective than COVID than men is because women pay more attention. Women may wash their hands more judiciously. Women might be like, oh, honey, we need to listen to this. And I guess the men are like, I don't know, let me just watch the game. See, I'm the one that watches football in the family. So I'm the one where my husband's reading the news. And I'm like, no, Dallas is on right now. No, leave alone. Dak Prescott got hurt. Okay? No, don't, leave alone. So I shut the news off so I could watch football. So it's opposite of my family. Plus, I put my face on, right? My makeup on. I mean, maybe I have to do a little bit more up here, like in terms of waxing. I haven't waxed in a long time. So if you guys do see a mustache, I apologize. So for me, when I put a mask on, then I lose half my makeup. So when I take off my mask, I have like half my makeup. I have to wait till it dries. I have to. So I see myself doing the masks way less than my husband and the boys. My boys, they'll wear masks all day. In fact, I catch my younger one wearing the mask in the car. So, you know, my sons mumble. They've always mumbled. You know, so I'm talking to them and I'm driving. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, so what are you doing for school? I go, quit mumbling. And they have a mask on. I'm like, why is your mask on? Are you worried I'm going to give you something? No, they're just like sticking things on their face. They're like hats. I just don't like stuff on my face. I just don't. I've worn masks throughout my career. I just, you know, so my kids, they walk around with the mask fine. You know, I mean, they're looking forward to the days when they don't have to. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe women wash their hands more. Maybe women clean more. I don't like seeing those stereotypes come out because I think as a woman, I've done a damn good job showing that I'm crappy in the kitchen. And I saw somebody on Facebook write less bitchin', more kitchen. And I'm like, okay, that's ridiculous. Right? Really? Really? I've done a great job as a woman. Kind of just blowing that stereotype out, being the homemaker of the family. My husband cooks, I get my boys to clean, and I watch sports. So if there's ever any stereotypes, we've just completely blasted it. In fact, I pee standing up more than I think my boys do, right? Because they're like, well, I might as well sit and get everything done. So, and I pee in the shower. I'm the one that pees in the shower the most of the family. Woohoo, yeah, yeah, see? I represent. But I guess they think maybe women don't get it as much because they're taking COVID more seriously. Honestly, I mean, I take COVID seriously. I think we all are. I just think maybe it's our estrogen, you know? But I do find it fascinating that as my estrogen is now falling, and my voice is getting lower and lower, and I sound more like this, I think that, you know, I might not have as much of a protective cloak. I tell you, those ovaries, they're like a little machine guns. Okay, next, we have an infectious disease expert out of the University of Minnesota. Ooh, Minnesota, yay! GCN's Minnesota. Burnsville. Anyway, his name is Michael Osterholm. Okay? Minnesota. My son, when he was learning the state, thought it was like a Minnesota. You know, and then you Mississippi the Minnesota. Like, no, it's Minnesota with a T. Anyway, he says the next 7 to 12 weeks are going to be the darkest. Like the darkest hour, really. So he thinks the entire pandemic, the next 6 to 12 weeks are going to be the darkest. Now, what he's basically saying is as we're coming into flu season, okay, if we still aren't figuring out who has flu, if we still aren't figuring out who has, you know, COVID, then, you know, we're going to be dealing with this twindemic, even though I don't think he calls it that. And he thinks that anybody saying we're going to have herd immunity is poppycock. No, I don't think we're going to have herd immunity. But he's concerned that our death rate and, you know, he's kind of sounding the alarm. And academicians do that. But this is something I've said, and this is something I've said over and over and over again, okay? And I'm going to say it again, and I'm probably going to say it again tomorrow. But we have all these people drive up and doing COVID tests. And I've been taking care of patients over the weekend. I feel like I have a fever and body aches and all that, and they're sounding like flu. And flu's here, by the way. So I'm like, okay, why don't you go get tested for flu? No, well, I don't know where to do that for free, but I could go get COVID testing. So we have all these means, and we still have all these fantastic centers out there testing for COVID and people in PPE. Why don't they test for flu at the same time? Can somebody make a recommendation that if you're getting a COVID test, you also be tested for flu? That's if you're symptomatic. If you're having a fever, if you're having body aches, if you're having chills, if you're having a headache, if you're having a cough, if you're having a sore throat, we're coming into flu season. You telling me you're COVID negative and getting that result 5 or 7 days later, we're not going to prevent the flu-related deaths that we see year after year, anywhere from 20 to 80,000. So if the patients aren't going to go to the doctor because they're going through telemedicine, or they're just worried about COVID and they're going through the drive-up center, do you know how awesome that would be if we could catch flu? They could do the rapid test. I mean, you're already sticking in the swab. So do the swab for COVID. That test gets sent out for days like it still does. Then you do the flu test. And if that person is flu positive, give them a piece of paper and then they could call telemedicine or go to their regular doctor or medical provider and then get on some Tamiflu or get the family treated. Again, we are going to be making the same mistake this year. Everybody's saying, oh, man, well, the next 6 to 12 weeks is going to be dark and it's going to be scary. It's going to be scary because flu kills. And we know flu kills. So can somebody test for flu? We learned our lesson last year. Nobody was tested for flu. Well, I mean, we tested until we started testing for COVID. But we had all these flu cases. Maybe we had flu and COVID. But where were all the flu tests? And now that people aren't going to medical providers and they're using telemedicine or they're going to the COVID, they're just getting tested for COVID, nobody's getting tested for flu. Then let's get flu tests, one, in people's homes. Let's give everybody at-home flu tests. Or B, let's have COVID testers also test for flu. And if we find out they're flu positive with their symptoms and COVID negative, then maybe that might shed some light on what the hell happened last year. Now, you see, it doesn't fit the narrative. Everybody wants to think that COVID is still here, so we all still have to shut down because, trust me, the lawsuits are coming. Once anybody figures out that we didn't have to shut down, those lawsuits are coming. But I need to know if you have flu because I got to start treating you right away. So do I think the next 6 to 12 weeks is dark like this expert from the University of Minnesota? I think it's dark for the Vikings because I got to tell you, the Vikings need some help. Vikings are in trouble. Dallas, I don't know if Andy Dalton's going to be able to pull us through. I'm kind of worried about that. We got Dallas game tonight. Woohoo! Don't go away, we'll right back, 1-877-DOCTOR.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.